She was a quite anxious and almost distraught individual. She's still very young, 53 years old, with a diagnosis of breast cancer.
Can you talk a little bit about the options that you discussed with her and how you presented it to her?
My colleague and I always approach patients in the adjuvant setting with the introduction of the fact that she could be cured, but we do not know that 100%. There's still the risk of microscopic disease somewhere. And to sort of sometimes ease the patients into the conversation or ease the tension down, we sort of joke with the fact that, you know, oh, the surgeon always comes in and says, I got it all, but nonetheless, here's the oncologist's card. Go give him a call. So we explained to her the fact that she could be potentially cured, but that chemotherapy with her tumor type would reduce the risk of any microscopic disease.
Do you use any of the computer models, or really the most common one is the adjuvant model? Peter Radden has to sort of calculate their numbers.
Yes.
And did you get into any level of detail with this woman about the numbers, or more just sort of globally painting pictures?
We got into the details, into the numbers, once we had the oncotype genomic test done.
So you decided to recommend getting the oncotype?
We recommended it to her, and she agreed that that would be a tool that would facilitate her decision making. And I think it was more of an anti-denial tool. It's sort of made the diagnosis and the issue more real for her. When we first met her, as I said, she was quite distraught, quite anxious, quite in shock. And I think having come back to the office and having both of us, the oncologist and I, sit down with her and show her a graph and said, you know, this is you and this is what your risk is.
And you're talking about the recurrence score.
Correct.
Right.
It sort of made the situation sink in with her a little bit better.
Interesting. What was her life situation at that point?
She's currently married, and she has two daughters. And this is the reason why also I believe she was quite anxious about her diagnosis and what her chances of recurrence were.
How old are her daughters?
They're both in their mid-late 20s.
Was she working, the patient?
Yes.
What type of work does she do?
She is a librarian at a high school.
Librarian. Did she jump on the internet and start getting a lot of information?
She did. And some of it obviously correct, some of it misleading. And I think, again, that sort of fed into her anxiety. And being that type of person that does research and looks at numbers, I think, again, the oncotype test sort of helped her visualize where she was.